From JMI Wealth, this Tuesday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning to you.
Yep, morning, Mike.
Level two, here we come.
Here we go, Mike. Here we go, level two. Just quietly, I might have booked a little mini break for the birthday people in my house in July, so I'm doing my bit for domestic tourism. Dinner out Saturday night, so I haven't been outside for a couple of months, Mike. I haven't been able
Sounds
to,
like
so this
it.
Is all quite daunting.
You sound a bit desperate, to be honest.
Look, economically, we've talked about level two. We talked about it last week, and it's all pretty positive, you know, from that point of view. The key aspects that we highlighted last week were, was there going to be a phasing element to it? And it's not extensive as we might have feared. And domestic travel's got the green light, and that's important economically. So it wasn't really a market move yesterday, but a good boost of confidence. And I've said before, confidence is going to be the key. I just got one lingering thought that sort of swirling around in my head at the moment. That's, as far as the opening the borders is concerned, sort of what's the end game? I mean, we've gone for elimination in New Zealand. So without the existence of, I suppose, widely distributed vaccination or
Correct.
Widely achieved elimination, then the only weapon you really have is quarantine, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So opening the borders to me still feels like it involves some really high hurdles and is a really, really long way away. But
Ask,
level two.
You should read the piece I read the other day, the Swedish epidemiologist who said that we will be, New Zealand, he isolated us out, we will be quarantining people, his words, for years to come.
Yeah, I just can't see the end game. I can't see what the final, you know, the final outcome is there.
Right. Now, confidence, very pleased to report the ANZ found some.
Yeah, so yesterday we did see the release of, yes, it's all relative though, isn't it, Mike? Yesterday we did see the release of economic data, which we're all very hungry for. We want to start to get a handle on how we come out of the COVID-19 lockdown, what's the extent of the economic damage. The good folk at ANZ, they have their monthly release of the ANZ Business Outlook. And as I think I've said before, Mike, it's a forward-looking indicator. I like forward indicators, a bit more useful at the moment than the backward-looking ones. Well, they've started releasing preliminary data ahead of the full release of their data series. So it's like a sneak peek at what's going on. Did that yesterday. Confidence has risen, but it is still pretty anemic. I mean, at the headline level, confidence is at -45.6, but in April, when we sort of had peak despair in terms of confidence, it was at -66. So done there. Activity had done well there. Activity outlook, very important in terms as an indicator of growth. That's gone to -42 from -55.1. So look, the indicators have lifted, a little bit more confidence than there was, but they're still very, very weak. And what will have caught the eye of the staff at the Reserve Bank, Mike, is that inflation expectations, you know, where people think inflation is going to be, yet very weak. And unfortunately, there is this tendency for inflation expectations to sort of be self-fulfilling. And the ANZ do say there are very tough times that lie ahead.
I'm not surprised. And we didn't spend anything either, because when you're locked inside, you really can't do a lot apart from hit the net and buy stuff, which isn't going to turn up anyway because the couriers aren't delivering.
No, it's still waiting for the Mother's Day gift. Didn't get too many brownie points inside the house for that. Electronic card spending numbers released yesterday. This is for April. Was never going to be pretty, was it? Fell more than $2.6 billion, to use that currently most overused adjective out there. They cratered. I prefer collapsed or evaporated, but a 47% fall in April 2020, seasonally adjusted. Largest fall in both dollar terms and percentage change since that series began in 2002, I think. The stat that they give us is it's the equivalent of each person in the country spending about $520 less in April than they did in March. Durables, that's furniture, hardware, appliances, that fell over $1 billion. On a percentage basis, though, no prizes for guessing which category got that prize, and that's the hospitality sector, down 93%. That's just phenomenal, isn't it? But the issue here, though, is that some of those, Mike, some of those durable potential purchases, they may be deferred. You know, you say, well, I didn't buy that fridge last week, but I'll buy last month, but I'll buy it next month. But you can't defer hospitality sales,
right,
can you? I mean, that's $721 million. That's gone. That's disappeared. into the ether. Fuel fell 60%. I mean, I can't remember the last time I put fuel in my car, but I reiterate the point. A lot of lost card spending is just gone.
I thought you had a Tesla, given how much you bang on about them. Do you not have
Not
a,
yet.
A,
not yet.
Tesla.
Oh, well. Maybe one day.
Maybe. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones actually, it opened up, it fell, it recovered, and now it's back down again. 24,282, down 50 points. S&P 500, 2932, that's up 3. The NASDAQ, unshakable, 9,209, up 88. 1%. The FTSE 100, 5939, gained 4. The Nikkei, 20,390, gained 211, so a 1% gain there. The Shanghai Composite barely moved, 2894. The ASX 200 gained 70 points yesterday, 5461, up 1.3%. The NZX 50, we gained 65 points on Monday, 0.6% gain, closing at 10,760. On the currencies, Kiwi a little bit weaker on the wholesale markets against the US dollar, 0.6075, 0.9358 Aussie, 0.5619 Euro, 0.4921 pounds, 65.42 Japanese yen, gold $1,696.07, and Brent crude $29.81.
You have a fabulous Tuesday. We'll see you for the middle of the week. Adrian Orr tomorrow, by the way. Is that exciting?
Very exciting.
How much do you reckon he's going to pump or print?
They're going to push up the QE. The QE is definitely going to go up. It has to, and there's a number of reasons why. I'll tell you why I'm pretty confident of that tomorrow. But we want to know what he's saying about negative interest rates,
yep.
Mike.
Yep, all right. Talk tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, great tease. JMIWealth.co.nz.